Hey, good morning, everyone. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, sir. What'd you do New Year's Eve? Anything fun?
Yes. Had a nice time. Hung out with Jessica and the girls and two-year-old friends, Lisa and Mark Waggy.
Oh, very nice.
Did the girls make it to midnight?
No. Well, no. I was going to say midnight on the East Coast.
But, hey, that's asleep. Impressive.
Yeah, they fell asleep about 10 o'clock.
How about you? Did you make it to midnight?
On the East Coast.
Yeah, that East Coast. When you hit the East Coast, then that window from 11 to midnight our time is kind of tough to hang into.
Thank God for that. I mean, the ball drops at 11 o'clock here. I mean, I think it's perfect. When I was a young man, I lived in the East, so it really fits into my pattern.
Absolutely. All right. Speaking of not getting any sleep, let's talk about things going on injury-wise. Now, the one that's really concerning, Sam Shields continues to fight that concussion deal. What's going on there?
You got to make sure that they go through the whole protocol. So, I mean, you're not going to – every one of these injuries, they're different. So, how long it's taken. I mean, you go back to Jared Abadaris was out, multiple weeks. So
I guess because there's so many things that go along with that, whether it be headaches or blurred vision or, I mean, there's so many different facets of the concussion symptoms, right?
Well, yes. And, there's obviously different levels of the protocol that you go through. And then, when you get near the end of it, the ability to, condition and be symptom-free from that. Yeah, is the final stage.
The other night, defense continues to play great football. How about the catch by Micah Hyde? Did you guys highlight that in your film sessions with the guys at all?
We did not. We kind of moved right on to Washington, but there's always time for that on Saturday night, so don't let it out of the bag.
Because that was Odell Beckham gets all these props because of these amazing catches. That was right up there with one of the best catches you're ever going to see, really.
Oh, it was a phenomenal catch. I mean, just what a great athlete. Mike is just one of those guys that, he's probably been excellent at every sport he ever participated in.
How anxious are you to just play, Coach? I know you're going through preparations right now, but I just want to play football. I don't even want to talk about it anymore. I just want to play football. Let's play the game. Here we go.
I like your attitude, Nick. I'm all for it. I wish the rest of the media would chime in on that same attitude. But, we're ready to go, as far as playing the game. But, realistically, though, this is a team we haven't played in a long time, and it's a lot of new faces, so... I can wait till Sunday just to get through the whole week of preparation.
Coach, if you need any help, there's a guy by the name of Scott Howard who once led his Beacontown Beavers to a division championship over the Dragons, a much, much maligned team. Yeah. Beacontown Beavers, Coach, in 1985 film Teen Wolf.
It's a fake town.
And Scott gave a compelling speech at halftime in which his team trailed mightily. And he showed up not as the Wolf, but as himself. And he said to them, "It doesn't matter how we got here. We're here. So if you need something, doesn't matter. Trends don't matter. Injuries don't matter anymore. It doesn't matter. We're here. Let's play."
I'll tell you, a big part of my job is messaging and creating themes. And have a different theme every week for 10 years now. It can be challenging. But we haven't looked into Teen Wolf yet.
Yep.
Listen.
There's some dynamite stuff in there.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll have Chris Kirby, our video director, take a look at it.
You don't need the Wolf, Coach. It doesn't matter how you got here. You're here. You don't need the Wolf.
One good testament to the team and the leadership and things like that, though, is when things aren't going exactly as planned, the team is not like sniping or having internal issues. It seems like everybody is still nose to the grindstone, let's figure this out and get it done type of attitude, right?
Oh no! This locker room is a great bunch of men. Frankly, they're a lot of fun to coach. Yeah, so that particularly on the field work has been very good this year. So that's not really the issue. We have great veteran leadership, and that's keeping everybody dialed in, and everybody clearly understands where we are. So it's time to go play our best football.
For the folks who aren't really familiar with the Washington Redskins, I mean, a lot of fantasy football guys maybe are, but for the rest of us, what's the key to stopping them offensively? Because they've been pretty good the last 3, 4, 5 weeks, right?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. They got excellent speed, particularly outside with their other receivers. So that's definitely a big focus because we got to keep them from making the big plays. Good offensive line, run the ball. Kirk Cousins playing very well as a young quarterback. excellent command for a young player. So, and they do a lot of things to, you know, shifts and motions and things like that to get the ball distributed in their drop back game. Excellent tight end. So it's a very well balanced offense.
All right, Coach, here's my big question of the day. What was your first job you received an actual paycheck for?
Oh, I'm going to have to be working for my father.
Right.
That's what we were guessing. The bar?
Well, no, I got paid before I worked there. My father did a lot of construction on the side. You know, he was a firefighter and we owned a bar, but, you know, he was always, he had a couple of rentals, remodeling those. And so, I mean, we're always working. So I think my first paycheck was on like a construction job that we built some sidewalks and a wall. So I thought that was pretty cool.
There you go.
I didn't pay any taxes, though.
You didn't pay any taxes?
paid me cash. So
we'll keep that
under wraps.
Have you retained those skills, Coach? Because we're looking to kind of expand our patio a little bit. If you want to come over and pour some slab, I would appreciate it.
Hey, I'll be honest. I love that type of work, but I think it's like a lot of things in life. You just you got to manage your time.
Yeah.
So I just may have it done these days. But I enjoy being around it.
Coach, have a great weekend. Go to Washington and get us a win, and we'll talk to you next week. All right, bud?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. All right. Bye.